With the big doors on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So?
Now, how about what kind of covers did you have on the bed, back bed, to keep you warm?
I have blankets, and I've got several nice quilts, but I don't never use a quilt on my bed. But in wintertime, I use an electric blanket on my bed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't ever use it. But I've got several nice quilts. I used to, in the wintertime, I love to piece quilts. Oh, I used to piece quilts all winter. I just love the wintertime to come so I can set and piece quilts. The last three tops I made, I couldn't get anybody in the county to quilt them around. And I sent them to Virginia to my daughter-in-law for me to have them quilted and give them to the girls. So I'll never piece no more quilts. I'm going to give my little granddaughter that married in December, I'm going to give her my machine because I'm not never going to use it no more. I got a good Singer machine in there. I'm just going to give it to her because I'm not going to sew no more.
I love to sew.
I never did that. Sew that much when I used to make when the little boys, I used to make their little shirts and things, But I never did sew a whole lot. Now my daughter, of course she works now at the office over at Felger, but back before she went to work away from home, she sewed for everybody in Anderson County. She can make anything in the world. Breeches, pants, men's coats. Just name it. She make it.
Mm-hmm.
When she started to taking homemade at school, we bought her a brand new Singer machine. And she'd learned to sew and she can just, she can make anything. She wants to make anything. But I never did that sew that much, you know.
Now what about something to put over on top of the bed that would
counterpins. I have bed spreads.
Okay. Did you ever take quilts and put them on the floor to make a bed for like a baby or something?
Seemed like one time when Bob come home, some of the children with him, I believe they made him a, what they call a pallet. Put some quilts and all down on the, I believe they slept in here on the floor.
All right. Okay. Do you remember having to milk the cows?
Laws have mercy, honey. I milked before I ever married. My daddy gave me a cow, a heifer. Well, I still had her when I married, and she freshened after me and Tom married, and he lived with his mama. His daddy had passed away, and she had a little farm, and they had cows and chickens and hogs and everything. So when he and I married, I had this heifer, and she freshened, had a calf after we married, and I sold her to Dr. Pepper. I forget now what I got for that calf. But, law, honey, and then after when we lived out in Low Hydro, we kept two milk cows and chickens and hogs and guineas and turkeys. We thought we couldn't live with it and raise two hogs if we had killed and had two milk cows, and I had the lady that lived at Felger, she'd come down there, get all the milk and butter I had, extra, and carry it back to Felger and take it out over the mill wheel. That went on for years. So I know what it is. I used to have to churn, by hand. Well, I graduated to my electric churn, I'm living uptown, I got that electric churn. Just turn that thing on and churn that milk and get that butter out, mold that butter.
She'd take every bit of
milk and butter I had and take it back to Pelican Creek. She had customers on the mill buildings. That went on for years.
Did you let the milk sit and get thick sometimes and eat that?
It has to thicken, before you can churn it.
Uh-huh.